I'm just going to pray and then I'm just going to talk to you for a little while. Dear Lord, we just pray that you'll bless the words that we're going to look at this morning. Maybe something for each one. All our needs perhaps are different, Lord, and we need you in different ways at different times. But just speak to us this morning through your word. Amen. Now, originally I called this little talk Burdens and Blessings. But I'm going to alter the title to Burdens or Blessings. And, can you truthfully say that you always look on the bright side of life? I'm sure there are times when we are looking on the bright side of life, if you like. But there are other times when things are difficult and we can't truly say that. It's a little story about a Scottish minister. He was called Alexander White. And he was always known when he got up in the pulpit for uplifting prayers. He always found something to be grateful for. One Sunday morning, the weather was so gloomy. Remember, this was Scotland, so there we are. One church member thought to himself, certainly the preacher won't think of anything for which to thank the Lord on a wretched day like this. You can imagine it. We've had a lot of rain, haven't we? We commented on that. But what's he going to say? So he gets up in the pulpit and he began to pray, "We thank thee, O God, that it's not always like this." It's the way we look at things sometimes. I'm just going to tell you one more little story and then we're going to have a few verses from the Bible. In Budapest, a man goes to the rabbi and complains, "Life is unbearable. There are 9 of us living in one room. What can I do?" The rabbi answers, "Take your goat into the room with you." The man is incredulous, but the rabbi insists, "Do as I say and come back in a week." A week later, the man comes back looking more distraught than before. "We cannot stand it," he tells the rabbi. "The goat is filthy." The rabbi then tells him, "Go home and let the goat out and come back in a week." A radiant man returns to the rabbi a week later, exclaiming, "Life is beautiful. We enjoy every minute of it now. There's no goat, only 9 of us." And that situation was resolved in about a week or so with a bit of wisdom. But we are where we are at this moment, aren't we? And what's going to happen to us today, tomorrow, we don't know. But anyway, in that second song I sang about burdens. There's no burden too great for to bear. And I want to read from Matthew 11, 28 to 30. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light." And I just briefly want to look at the whole thing about burdens and blessings under 3 headlines. And they all start with R. I caught this idea off Dave Redbond, whose sermons always have points in them that start with the same letter. Alliteration. "Come to me, all you are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." And that's a request. The Lord is saying, yes, you've got burdens, you've got problems, you've got difficulties, but come to me. That's the request from the Lord. There's a story about a man who got caught in a terrible flood and he climbed on top of his house to avoid the rushing water and prayed to God that he would be saved. A few minutes later, a boat came by and offered him a ride. "No, thank you," he said. I trust God to rescue me. A few minutes later, a helicopter flew overhead and dropped down a rope ladder. His response was the same. Finally, another boat came by and offered to help him. But no, he was waiting on God. He was eventually lost in the flood and in heaven asked God, why didn't he save him? God's response was simple. I tried three times, but you wouldn't accept my help. Now, there's a lesson there, isn't there? To us, to come and ask God, to request, but to respond. There's a story in Luke 14 about the man who prepared a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant out to tell those who had been invited, come, everything is now ready. Now, the context of this, I understand, is that people would be invited. They would get invitations to the banquet, but they wouldn't physically come along until somebody came at the time and said, everything's ready, come along. And so all of these people had had invitations, and it talks about three of them who made excuses. And we've talked about excuses, we've sung about it. They didn't come and made a series of excuses. And if you look at this little story in Luke 14, you see that one man said that he bought a field and he had to go and look at it. It does seem rather a strange thing to say, really, doesn't it? You know, he'd already bought it. So what sort of excuse was that? You know, if you've been asking a friend or someone that you know, would you like to come along to this special meeting at church or some special event or something like that? And just imagine if they said to you, I bought a field and I can't come. And then another one said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen and I must try them out. Well, I think, like most, what this really means perhaps is he wanted to see how good they actually were, but he'd already bought them. And surely he could have gone to the banquet. And the third one said, I've just got married, so I can't come. But young Jewish men who got married, there were certain things that applied to them. I think at least 1 year, they had to really devote themselves to their wives, and they weren't allowed to be called up into the army or anything like that. But perhaps his wife wasn't invited, I don't know. But the invitation is in our passage is addressed to everyone who is weary and burdened, because he then went out and invited in other people. And maybe you feel today that you are pressed down with burdens and difficulties, not only physically tired, but burdened by, pressurized by circumstances, family problems, ill health, financial issues, there's all kinds of things like that. And Jesus promises to give us rest or peace in these situations, but we have to accept his invitation. And so the invitation is given, come to me. But that's what you've got to do. You've got to respond. And in that verse where it talks about take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest in your souls. Jesus' invitation demands a positive response. When we come to him, bring our weaknesses and our burdens. He entreats us to join him, take up his yoke and learn from him. It's no good talking about God's promises if we don't claim them for ourselves. read you a few verses from Matthew 11, from verse 28. I'm reading this from the Message, which is a paraphrase and not translation, but sometimes it does help us to think in our 21st century and to be able to apply things in a way that we understand. We have to be careful about what versions of the Bible we do go to. But here, the Message, which is, as I said, a paraphrase, says this, and it can speak to us. Matthew 11, 28. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? The scribes and Pharisees had thousands of rules and regulations that became a wearisome burden to their every action. Come to me, get away with me, and you will recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. And it uses those three little phrases, walk with me, work with me, watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. Now you might wonder a bit about taking on this yoke, what that's all about. The word easy in Greek means well-fitting. And when the oxen had their yokes made, that was the thing that had to be comfortable for each animal. And so these yokes were actually made for each individual animal. And what God is saying is going to be with us in our difficulties. He's going to be with us in our burdens. And whatever burdens we have to bear, he will be with us through those. So, we've had started with a request. Request that we need to respond to, not with excuses, but with honesty. And the third point is a result. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Corinthians 10, verse 13. No test or temptation that comes your way is beyond the course of what others have not had to face. All you need to remember is that God will never let you down. He will never let you be pushed past your limit. He'll always be there to help you come through it. Thing to note, however, is that Jesus does not say that we won't face trials. He does not say that we won't have burdens to bear. But he does say that he is there with us. It is Jesus you are yoked with, and in a marvellous way your burdens become light with his presence in your life. I think of perhaps a child who needs to cross a busy road, and they could be in terrible danger if they just step out and go across the road. But if they've got an adult beside them, an adult who holds out their hand to them, who makes sure that there's no traffic coming at that point, and then takes them across, that's what the Lord wants to be with us. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the waters. Remember that song. Finish with one more little anecdote. There's an old story of a man who came across a little boy carrying a smaller boy who was lame, carrying him on his back. "That's a heavy burden you carry," said a man to him. "That's not a burden," came the answer. "That's my wee brother. The burden which is given in love and carried in love is always light." There was a song, I think by the Hollies many years ago, "He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother." And we have a brother that is greater than any other brother. So let us bring our burdens to him. Let us walk with him, with his yoke, which he promises will be light. Lord, we thank you for those words which we've just sung, and we just pray that you will help us to do what we've just sung, to place those things in your hands, things we can't do, but also to seek you about the things that we should do, Lord. Help us to really get to grips with prayer, Lord, to bring things before you, to wait upon you. Help us, Lord, to, we pray for all those folk perhaps who at one time or another came through the doors here, Lord, and perhaps were part of this church, and at this moment in time they may be not even going to any church, Lord. We do pray for them, Lord. Pray that they may be welcomed back into fellowship with folk, Lord. And so we do commit each one to you. Be with us in the days that lie ahead, whatever they may bring. Help us to bring our lives and situations before you, Lord, but also to remember to thank you, Lord, for all the blessings. We're told not to forget your benefits, Lord, and so help us too to pray our prayers to be not only requests but thanksgiving for you. I'm just going to say a short benediction prayer. Let the majesty of the Father be the light by which you walk. The compassion of the Son be the love by which you walk. The presence of the Spirit be the power by which you walk. Amen.